of the land of Israel, in the ambiguous and contentious borderland between Israel and Samaria. This land is the crossroads between two linked but separate cultures, the Jews and the Samaritans. And one of the things we quickly learn from our gospel writers is that Samaritans and Jews don't mix. Just ask the woman at the well. Yet here we find a mixed community of 10 lepers, Jewish and Samaritan, together. It's not hard to imagine that these desperate people, ostracized from their own communities, found common cause in a new community across the ethnic barrier. They can only call out to Jesus from afar, knowing that they have to keep their distance from the society that has rejected them. And in part, this story is about outsiders being drawn back into community. But at heart, this encounter is really about something else. It's about coming back to say thank you to the one who has healed and restored you, and the difference it makes to your life if you do. All of the lepers seem to recognize in some way who Jesus was. They approach him as a group, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They knew their need and had faith in Jesus to heal them. Jesus responds to both the need and their faith in him to help by telling them to go and present themselves to the priests. And Luke tells us that they went and they were made clean. For all of them, their faith in Jesus was enough for them to be healed, to be cleansed, and once again to be able to take their place in society. And maybe that was enough for 9 of them. Their illness had forced them to live a half life. Of course, what they wanted was to be saved from an agonizing death and to be readmitted as full members of their community. Wouldn't we all? That's often how it works, isn't it? Doesn't it? When people, when you and me, are at a point when we recognize our need, when we feel powerless in our situation, that we turn to Christ. It is in those moments that we trust in God to supply our need. And Jesus doesn't despise this kind of faith. Jesus had compassion on these lepers. He understood their need and sent them to see the priest so they could be certified as clean. And he doesn't despise us when we come to him in faith, bringing the needs of our lives too. Time and time again, he responds in love, compassion, and power in ways big and small for us, just as he did for that group of lepers. But faith is just the beginning of our relationship with God in Jesus. When one of the group saw that he had been healed, he turned back. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Genuine, heartfelt thankfulness recognizes the giver and not just the gift. It was this Samaritan man who recognized it was not just that God had healed him, but that he had been healed by God in Jesus, that Jesus is the source of God's presence and power to heal. Jesus is the one who needs to be thanked because Jesus is the one who healed him. When Jesus acted with all of God's love and power to heal him, the Samaritan saw Jesus with new eyes. His response was a dramatic display of thankfulness and praise as he prostrated himself before Jesus. And in that act of giving thanks, he entered into a new relationship with God that was made possible by what Jesus Christ had done in his life. He gave back the only thing he had to offer to the one who had given him everything. He gave his thanks and praise. This one man was the only one who experienced the fullness of the spiritual as well as the physical meaning of what had happened to him. As Jesus said to him, "Your faith has brought you salvation." Or as we had in our reading, "Thy faith has made thee whole." So faith brought him into a new relationship with God and his kingdom in Christ. So how about you and me? What place does thankfulness play in your life of faith? Thankfulness requires us to see things as they really are, to recognize that someone has done something for us. And maybe it was something we were powerless to do for ourselves. Thankfulness requires us to see the goodness in the one who has chosen to do that thing. Thankfulness invites us to look beyond the action, to the motivation of the giver, to see the love. And thankfulness is both an acknowledgement of how things really are and a response of love and gratitude. We have a chance to practice that ourselves now as we are about to offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to God around our communion table. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to approach the table with the same spirit of thankfulness and praise as our Samaritan, so that we too can leave knowing that our faith has made us whole. Amen.